I want to tell you today where they came from, the story behind licorice, all sorts. How would you like to work in a sweet factory? Would anybody like to work in a sweet factory? No, you would not. You wouldn't. Are you sure? Right, well, why am I not surprised again? Of course, you all would love to work in a sweet factory. Yeah? Well, I want to tell you today about a boy who did work in a sweet factory a long time ago. And his name was Harry Thompson. And Harry worked in a sweet factory. And one day he was going to see a man. And he wanted to show this man his sweets. And he was going to try to sell some sweets to the man. Now, you can see the licorice all sorts here. They're in rows, all right? The different colors are in rows. And we've got orange and pink and blue, white and black and more pink and yellow, okay? So off went Harry to the, and he went to the man that he was supposed to meet. And he walked into his house and he was bringing these sweets to show the man because he wanted the man to choose which color he wanted. All right, and he's walking in through the door. Oh, and he tripped. Oh dear, I tripped too.
Clean it up.
I want you to help me to clean them up. Right, come on. You come and pick them up for me, all right? I need volunteers to put them back in my tray. And then I'm going to tell you the rest of the story. Now, don't worry, I'm not going to give you these to eat because I don't want to give you dirty sweets that are on the floor. I've got other sweets for you. Now, you're all very good. You're great helpers. You don't like them anyway. Oh, that's good. More for me. Okay, I see another sweet. You missed one. It's behind you. Yeah. Right. I'm going to leave my tray aside for a wee minute. And I'm going to tell you what happened. Shh, shh, shh. No, I better not spill them again. Now, I want you to be very quiet. Because whenever the man saw the sweets all over the floor, oh, Harry said to himself, oh no, what have I done? I've dropped all these sweets. Oh no, the man's not going to buy any of my sweets. He won't want any of my sweets. But actually, whenever the man saw them all scattered over the floor, he had an idea. And he said, I want all of those sweets. And Harry, I want you to put all of those sweets in a bag and have a mixture. I would like yellow ones and pink ones and blue ones and black ones. I want them all mixed up together. And that is how there came to be licorice. All sorts. Okay? Now, let's look at these sweeties again. Because there are lots of different colours. They're all mixed up now, yeah? But I want to tell you, boys and girls, just as there are lots of different colours of sweets in my tray, God has made lots of different colours of people. I want to talk to you about that for a wee minute. On my tray, there's lots of different colours of sweeties. And when I thought about that, it reminded me that God has made lots of different kinds of people. You tell me afterward, Jacob. And here's a verse I want to read to you. And it's found in Acts 17, verse 26. Listen. God hath made of one blood all nations of men. There's people today in our world, and they've got different colours of skin. You've got white skin, but there's people who have black skin, and there's other people, they have different colours. And what does the wee chorus say? Jesus loves the little children, all the children of the world. Help me out. Red and yellow, black and white, all are precious in his sight. Jesus loves the little children. World. Very good. Maybe sometime we'll sing that. But that wee chorus tells us that the Lord made people of all different colours. Just as the sweeties in my tray and in my box are all different colours. God made all people. And you know what? No matter what colour your skin is, you are precious to God. Boys and girls, always remember that. No matter what color a person's skin is, God loves them the same. For it doesn't matter what color we are. God made us, God loves us, and God sent His only Son to die for us. Okay, now if anybody wants a licorice ulcer, you can have one. All right, hands up if you want one. Well, some brave people here today, very good. You might as well try them. Now, let's pray. Okay, eyes closed, heads bowed, and let's pray.